around the world, and right here in our own backyard. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show covers the great game of golf from tee to green. Now, join us on the first tee with your hosts, Greg Ellis and Jim Hill.
My man, Lionel Richie. Oh, what a great album this was. Good morning and welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Show. I'm Jim Hill, being joined today by a guy that I ride to work with every day, John Rock and Roller. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Great Lionel Richie. The Commodores were one of my favorite groups in high school. Wore the 8-track out.
Yes, absolutely. I'm telling you why. We got CQ keeping us online.
There is a theme to today's show.
Yeah, dancing on the ceiling. We got Trev Henry behind the glass doing his thing.
Good morning, gentlemen. How we doing?
Good morning, Trev. Thank you for being here.
Can you guys
here.
Hear me better on this one?
I can hear you. Well, I got these mic setups are kind of interesting today.
Trev, can you hear me here? Okay, good.
All right. So it is PGA Championship weekend, and so much to talk about there. We got a special guest coming up. So we'll go ahead and if I have to break out and talk about and bring the guests on, I will. So just be prepared for that. But last week we had the Wells Fargo Championship at the Quail Hollow Club in Charlotte, North Takalaki. And Rory McIlroy announced that he is not someone to be trifled with. He won the event at 17 under, shooting weekend rounds of 67-65 to best Xander Schauffele by 5 shots. Ben Ahn was 9 under. Jason Day, boy, we keep seeing Jason Day's name at the top of the leaderboard. In his new sartorial splendor, we're not wearing the mediums anymore. He's gone to extra baggies, 80
style.
They
look awful.
Yeah, not a great look. Jason Day, Sungjae Im was also 6 under. Mackenzie Hughes was 6 under. Denny McCarthy, 5 under. Max Homa, 4 under. And Sepp Straka was 4 under, rounding out your top 10. And we had a side-by-side event at Myrtle Beach, the Myrtle Beach Classic.
Hang on, you're jumping the gun. Do you want to hear from Rory first?
Oh, yeah. I'm
about
sorry.
Just doing
let's hear about
that.
So
it was his 26th win on tour.
Yep.
And 4-time winning it at Wells Fargo, and he was kind of almost emotional about it.
I don't know what's more unbelievable, winning a PGA Tour event for the 4th time or getting my 26th. Whenever I sort of hit some of these milestones or do these things, I always think back to, for example, like 20-year-old me playing in this tournament for the first time, and, if I had known back then that this is the way everything was going to pan out, I probably wouldn't have believed you. So, yeah, anytime things like this happen, I feel incredibly lucky and grateful that I have the opportunity to do what I do, and, I was able to play good enough golf today to take advantage of that opportunity.
What's interesting about that, he didn't say, and wait till tomorrow, there's going to be more breaking news out of my camp, but we'll get on that later.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so Rory, if everybody's talking about will Rory win another major, will Rory win another golf tournament? He did in resounding fashion last week, so that was good to see.
Backside was, he was on fire.
Oh, yeah, lights out. But in the parallel event, the Myrtle Beach Classic at the Dunes Club down there in South Carolina at Myrtle Beach, Chris Gutterup was your winner. And he spanked him, too. He won by 6 shots over Alistair Dockery, Davis Thompson, and another shot back was Ryan McCormick. Bo Hosler, waiting for Bo to announce his presence on the PGA Tour, was 15 under. Kevin Yu, Ryan Fox, Jorge Campillo, and Eric Van Rooyen round out your top 15, or your top 10, at 15 under.
We have a special guest on the phone.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, joining us live from the PGA Championship, the Vice President of the PGA of America and our own Louisville Slugger himself, Don Ray. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, guys. Good to have you. They gave me a Louisville Slugger with my name on it this week, so I am officially the Louisville Slugger.
Yeah, real cool.
I figured something like that, and I all the staff bags have been adorned with tributes to Louisville and maybe even a little Kentucky bourbon salute, so that's kind of good. So, Don, man, first of all, welcome. Thank you for calling in, and I have to congratulate the PGA of America once again. I think the move to making this the championship earlier in the year was just absolutely brilliant. It's attracting so much more attention. Give our listeners a little bit of an idea what the feel and the buzz is like at Valhalla this week.
Well, you're right. I mean, remember, 30,000 PGA members every day. You know, they don't work, they don't play for a living, they work for a living. Yeah. And this is this opportunity. Make certainly it creates a lot of venues that we can just you know, showcase that we have the strongest field in golf and that we know how to run a major, and we believe it's the best one, right? But at the end of the day, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for us to talk about PGA Hope, that program that saves veterans' lives, PGA Junior League, getting boys and girls to play golf together with numbers on their backs, and then certainly what we do with PGA Reach. So, you know, it's so funny. It's, the lights are on, no doubt. Everybody's watching this. It's going to be the weekend of a major. But at the end of the day, this is all about the 30,000 that are just trying to grow the game because they love it.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's really interesting to me. I think that sometimes – I love that you bring that message, Don. You're always bringing a message about the PGA of America is growing the game, and they really put their money where their mouth is. Not all organizations do that. But growing the game with the junior league and the affiliation with the veterans organizations and all that sort of stuff. And I love the fact that PGA of America salutes their members, their playing members. Listen, if you're a PGA of America member, you can play a little bit. But to get through the national qualifying, to get there and to have 20 normally, but this year 21 because of Michael Block's great finish last year. The card carrying members, the working members of the PGA of America being in the field, I just think is spectacular.
Just the best, right? I mean, through section qualifying, leading to our national PPC that was at our home about 2 weeks ago, and identifying these 20, 21, now it's 21 because Michael, PGA golf professionals, and now can they play? And I think what Michael Block did last year was, you know, it's like somebody breaking the 4-minute mile. They didn't think it was possible.
Right.
And then all of a sudden somebody does it. And now high schoolers are doing it, right? Our PGA professionals, 30,000, the 300 that were in the field 2 weeks ago, now know that on any given Saturday and Sunday, if they make the cut, they got a shot. And that's why we're seeing 3, 4, maybe even 5 of our own PGA golf professionals maybe making the cut. And so if you're rooting at home, make sure you root for them because – like I said, they just work every day like every one of us, but they've got an opportunity now to showcase their golfing skills.
Absolutely. And Don, I know that you're here to talk about the good things that the PGA does and the organization and all that, the positive that it brings. I want to go a little bit deeper, and I want to talk about, I know that you're busy, and you people don't realize, but when you go to these championships, you're in meetings after meetings after meetings after meetings. But tell us what Don Ray has done that's been fun in Louisville, Kentucky, and at the PGA Championship.
Well, you know me, I love all of it, so it's all fun. But, you know, the things that we touch in the PGA of America are all showcased here. You know, the Secretary's Cup was Monday.
Right.
And so that's when we had 12 teams from across the nation of PGA Hope, graduates and or champions, right? And they were here playing. The Carolina section won the tournament. Today, I've got my PGA Junior League jersey in my locker, and I'm going to wear it at 3 o'clock as we have a bunch of kids come out here. We do a little clinic, and we get to talk to them. And certainly there's meetings. We had a board meeting this week where we discussed a lot of important things of how we're going to grow the game in the future and even in the next few months. Meeting with the past presidents, talking to them, make sure they understand, you know, how we're taking care of their association when they were presidents back in the day. And so, but a big thing is you get an opportunity to bring your friends and family here, and they do get to enjoy hospitality, and they get to see that all this time that they spend making my life a little bit easier is worth it. Because we're changing the game, and that's what's really cool this week is to see all the members, and it's like a reunion, guys. It's just a reunion, and it's fun to see everybody.
Yeah, Don, John Roller here. I'm over on the traffic reporting side over at our news station, KTAR. But you've mentioned multiple times here, and so has Jim, about growing the game with the juniors. And I started taking golf seriously at about 10 years old, and needless to say, the junior program and the fact the training and the coaching that these young kids get, it's phenomenal, and it's great to just see that continue to grow.
Sure, right. In the American Development Model, ADM, right, is something we embraced about 5 or 6 years ago of just making sure that we're teaching golf. We're doing it in ages and stages and making sure that, you know, some kids aren't subjected to in other sports, you know, maybe these club teams that travel around. You got a 9-year-old who's traveling to different states to play baseball. When you look at the ADM, there's certain things we have to do to make and keep golf fun as you progress through the levels up into national competition. And so you're right. I really applaud the 30,000 PGA professionals out there every day on the front lines with their Saturday clinics, their Slicers clinics, their junior clinics, now their family clinics. And we have this initiative, right, of PGA Junior League, where it's like Williamsport for golf, right? All of a sudden, these kids, if they can, during the All-Star season of the PGA Junior League, they just might find themselves at the home of the PGA on ESPN. So that's really cool.
Well, Don, I've coached a lot of kids in golf and baseball and other sports, and I can still remember the guy that taught me to play golf was a guy named Cliff Whittle. He was a past section president, and I think we can all remember that first PGA professional that kind of took us under his wing or her wing and taught us the game. So I think that's phenomenal. I love the junior league stuff. But got to ask you a question about the PGA Championship. The weather's been not bad, but it hasn't been sunny skies and 75. But we got that coming this weekend, I think. What was the decision to not play lift, clean, and place in the first few rounds predicated on?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Kerry Haig, he's the best in the business. Yes. I think anybody who second-guesses him might want to second-guess himself because he knows better than anybody. There's a lot of majors out there that lean on Kerry. They call him in the middle of the night, like, what should I do? You know, and he treats every championship we do, whether it's PGA Junior League Championship or the PGA Championship, the same. And believe me, they're taking Roger Meyer, superintendent of PGA Frisco. He's our superintendent at our home. I bumped into him, and he's walking around right now with the USGA with the GS3 sensor ball, measuring firmness of the greens. And believe it or not, the firmness of the greens it's getting more firm. Speeds are going to go up despite all this rain. The decision that we made to put in Zoysia grass many years ago when we owned Valhalla, and the irrigation we put in, I think is showing that too. So certainly you're always going to get a mud ball. It can happen any day, any time. And I think Kerry's just takes that all into consideration of saying, we are an outdoor game. You got to deal with it.
Yep.
And there's been times in the past that we've gone to ball in hand. No need to do it this week. I think it's going to be great. But at the end of the day, whatever Kerry says, I agree.
Well, and I was all for playing the ball down yesterday because I got into a chat with a buddy of mine I work with. I said, listen, it's called rub of the green. You know, you get sometimes you get good breaks in golf, and sometimes you get some not so good breaks. But I think that the golf course has represented itself so well. Yes, I do remember when the PGA of America did own the golf course, and now it has changed hands. But I think that the bones that were in place when the golf course was built and maintained have persevered, and the golf course on TV, and I'm sure in person, is just showing terrifically. We've got a couple of club professionals that look like they're going to make the cut, and because of your official status with the PGA Tour or with the PGA of America, excuse me, Don, I'm wondering, is there any way that you can put a word in to move the cut to even instead of one under? Because if even, we got a bunch of PGA of America members that will make the cut.
I know, right? I mean, come on, you know, Jesse Mueller, I love that guy. And if it just went one more number, but, you know, 70s and ties is 70s and ties, and that's the beauty of the game, right? You got to make the putt here or there. You never know how they're going to add up at the end. I mean, the man shoots 72-70, and you might miss the cut. That's a bummer, but you know, I'm with you, but at the end of the day, this is a major championship, and we're going to keep the rules in place. Because, hey, remember, this is the strongest field in golf, guys. That's what separates the PGA Championship. I mean, one, we got the best of the best in Kerry Haig, but we also always have the strongest field.
Well, I knew my question was going to not be responded in the way I wanted it to be, but I thought I'd ask it anyway. I appreciate your consideration. So let's talk a little bit about the field, the strength of the field. What I really applaud about the PGA of America is they made a statement. We want to assemble the best field in golf. And they gave some opportunities for people that might not be playing the PGA Tour to make the championship. They gave out some invitations. And I think they were all well-deserved. What was the thought process behind that? Was there anything other than just we want to get the best field in golf on our stage?
Well, that's the beauty of kind of what we do. I believe we have an obligation on behalf of the game of golf and the 30,000 PGA golf professionals to have the strongest field, and that means we've got flexibility. There's certainly the 15 criteria that Kerry looks at that automatically gets you in, and then he takes it upon himself to look out at everybody and where they're playing. And regardless of what tours or anything that's going on, can we assemble the best field? And Kerry has full autonomy on that. Now, he certainly passes that list to the officers of the PGA. We have to approve it. But he puts together that list, and we don't disagree with him. And so you're right. I know there's been some talk out there of why certain people get in, but at the end of the day, we've got one focus, and that is to assemble the strongest field, and I believe we've done it.
I could not agree with you more, Don. Listen, I know you've got lots of things to do before you get to go out on the golf course at this afternoon in your PGA Junior League jersey. But we want to really thank you from the bottom of our hearts for coming on. You are always our man on the ground, and it's pretty interesting that we can call an executive of the PGA of America, soon to be president of the PGA of America, our on-the-ground reporter. So, Don, as always, thank you. You're the best.
Hey, Arizona strong, right? I mean, Southwest section, I appreciate everything you do for our section. And now you just always took talking great about this game, right? I mean, it's the engine of good, and that's basically what you guys say every week, and I just appreciate you.
Hey, Don, listen, have a great rest of your weekend. Travel safely on your return, and we'll look forward to catching up with you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right, Don. That was Don Ray, Southwest section, PGA of America member, Vice President of the PGA of America.
And like you said, our bunker reporter.
Yeah, our man on the ground. So
the Air Force of the Masters, the PGA. Who knows where we'll catch him next?
And listen, Don doesn't go back there and sit mint juleps and have his feet propped up. He's in meeting after meeting. So for him to carve out some time is fantastic. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Show. We are on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader, and we will be right back.
Tigers. Here's a pitch. Check swing. Dribbler to second. That should do it. Charging in is Keith. The throw to first low, but picked up by Torkelson. And the Tigers dominate Arizona in the series opener by a final score of 13-0.
Listen to the Arizona Diamondbacks play ball on Arizona Sports 98.7, ESPN 620, and the Arizona Sports app.
Good morning, listeners. It's Jim Hill with the Bunker to Bunker Show. I'm PGA overwhelmed. Listen, I'm going to break script a little bit. I'm here to talk to you about Athlon's golf shoes. I wear the Mana Mangrove shoes, and I will tell you this. It is a fantastic shoe. It gives you stability. It gives you comfort. It adds to performance, and it's good looking, if I might add, even on my ugly feet. The technology, it wasn't like the folks at Athlon's just took a shoe and put spikes in it. They've researched it. There's actual statistical data to back up their claims, and it is the truth. The Mana Mangrove Pros give you more driving distance, better accuracy, and how? It's because the science of the foot. It's much more complicated than I can allude to, but I'll just tell you this. They work, they're comfortable, and they are absolutely a must-have for your game. That's Athlon's, A-T-H-A-L-O-N-Z, the golf shoes of champions. Mention Bunker to Bunker B2B promo and get 15% off on their online store. Or you can even go by and see them. Again, Athlon's, A-T-H-A-L-O-N-Z, the golf shoe of champions.
What's the best used car to buy? And how should I make sure I'm buying the right car or truck? Hi, this is Lee Weatherby from Accurate Automotive. I get this question all the time, and sometimes the best used car you can buy is the one you're driving. But when it's not, or you're looking for a new, gently used vehicle for yourself or a loved one, make sure you get a vehicle inspection before you fork over your hard-earned cash. Let us do a thorough inspection so you can be confident you made the right choice. Give us a call or schedule an appointment online at AccurateAutomotiveAZ.com. Accurate Automotive. Friends serving friends.
Hey, it's Wolf, and here's what's going on. The Santan Ford Memorial Day sales event is what's going on. Blockbuster discounts across the board and great APR interest rates. Hey, at Santan Ford, you deserve a new ride. You got big Tim Hovick discounts, amazing APR deals, and the kicker is the huge selection. Yeah, man, the whole Ford lineup is on sale right now. Go to the Santan 202 Freeway and Val Vista Drive in Gilbert. The Santan Ford Memorial Day sales event is on.
Welcome to Bar 19, a culinary haven inside Putting World at the Scottsdale Promenade. Indulge in our chef-driven menu, expertly crafted to tantalize your taste buds. Sip on handcrafted cocktails perfectly paired with your dining experience. And happy hour happens every day from 3 to 6, making every moment a celebration. Elevate your outing with friends and family at Bar 19, where fine dining meets craft cocktails and unforgettable memories. Discover the perfect blend of taste and ambience, only at Putting World's Bar 19.
Make your memorial memorable with Bunker to Bunker's 13th Annual Memorial Weekend Golf Tournament presented by Shady Rays Sunglasses on Sunday, May 26th at Arizona Biltmore Golf Club. Open to the public, the two-person scramble benefits Phoenix Children's Hospital and is loaded with special prizes, awards, breakfast, and even includes a coupon for a second round of golf, all for just $115. The event is open to the public and singles are welcome, but space is limited, so come join us and register at BunkerGolf.com.
Dancing on the ceiling, Dancing Queen. This song, this theme's got to be about dancing, doesn't it?
No, it's about songs with dance in the title.
Okay.
Sorry. Close enough.
All right, thank you, Trev.
We'll give it to him. Boy, you're kind of giving an easy birdie there to start the show.
All right.
Kicked in birdie.
Well, that was a great opportunity to have a conversation with Don Ray live from Louisville, and we'll get it back on track. I'm Jim, getting joined by John Roller, the voice of the traffic that takes me to work every day, but and CQ and Trevor with us as always. Just want to get back to recapping last week. The Myrtle Beach Classic was played. Chris Gutter up, like I said, won. He swamped him by 6 shots. Some great golf. It's amazing. An opposite field event, and just the names on this leaderboard are phenomenal. But let's go now to the ladies. Last week they played the Cognizant Founders Cup, and Rose Zhang taking time off after finals to go play in a golf tournament and wins by 2 shots, picks up a cool $450,000. She won by 2 over Madeline Sagstrom. Gabriella Ruffles was, nine under to finish in third. Ri Yong Yin was 8 under. Pian Chin was 8 under. Lynn Grant was 7 under. So a great field represented there.
Well, the funny thing is she finished finals at the beginning of the week and then shot a 63 to open up.
Right.
Yeah. And went on to win.
I think she hit some balls in between finals, though.
I'm going to guess she might have. She looked like she's lacking a little sleep. Would you like to hear from our winner?
Absolutely.
Here you go. A little sound from Rose Zhang.
Honestly, today has been a roller coaster. I think from the start of the day, just coming out, it was rainy, it was cold. I knew it was going to be a grind, and I think coming out, I had those expectations of today I really have to find it in me to even play well, let alone win. And Madeline has been playing rock solid golf. She's been blowing away the field, so I've just been trying to keep up. And I think that was the mindset going in. I didn't have any expectations because I knew coming out here there was going to be a lot of golf to play. A lot of mistakes could have happened, can happen. And I just have to be able to take whatever I have out here.
Yep.
Okay, so she finished finals. I'm pretty sure it wasn't at Scottsdale Community College, guys, right?
It's Stanford.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah.
Exactly.
So, that's a little mind-bending there that she can do that and then win a golf tournament, professional ladies tournament. My God.
She stepped right up and did her thing. We also had another ladies event last week, and we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the Epson Tours Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic.
Yes.
Rickson Liu won by 3 shots, shooting a final round 64. Mariel Galdonado was three back. Wee Wee Zhang was 10 under to finish tied for third. Dana Fall, your third round leader, was minus 10. And Amanda Doherty was minus 9. I couldn't help but watch, as I watched the scoreboard on Sunday, you forget that these are ladies that are just coming out to cut their teeth in professional golf, if you will. They all played college golf. They all had success in college golf. But the explosiveness of the leaderboard, because you're getting players that maybe they've never had the lead before. And having the lead's a tough place to be. And so the leaderboard was constantly changing. But it was exciting. I hope that you got a chance to get out there and see these ladies play, because they sure can play. And Saturday, we were out there Saturday.
Out there live, we had some fun.
Yep. And then afterwards, we followed Saki Baba, her last nine holes. What a nice young lady. Folks, jot that name down, because you will see her on the LPGA Tour, and you will see her contend and win tournaments and majors. I say that right now. She won the 2022 U.S. Women's Amateur, and she is going to be a force to be reckoned with. But just to give you guys a quick Reader's Digest view of the tournament on Saturday, the ladies were playing. The Epson Tour did something that I've never seen in a golf tournament before. They had a little beer garden. Said all these local microbreweries come out. They were showing their wares. It was a cocktail party broke. It was a mini Waste Management Phoenix Open. Thank you to all the brewery participants for coming out, showing their wares. And it was great fun, well attended. And I think some people might just come out there for the Brew Fest, right, and then stumbled on and watched some golf too. So it was good. Stumbled, not meaning intoxicatedly stumbled, but just. That was something else to watch.
I had just gotten back from Hawaii, and I went out there on Sunday, and it was entertaining. And as you say, these young ladies are trying to make a career in professional golf. Yep. And just to watch them, and we've mentioned this whenever I've been on, is that they're just so together mentally and physically, and their swings are perfect. It was a great event. I hope it grows. It looks like they had a great first year out there.
Absolutely.
And a good golf course. You and
I the golf course played very, very well. And again, thank you to the TPC at Scottsdale Champions Course for providing the venue. It's fantastic.
And to the Carlisle Company in general for stepping up with the Epson Tour. So that's great.
Absolutely. And on the Champions Tour, Doug Barron won the event over on the Champs Tour by a shot over Stephen Alker, by three over Stuart Sink and Steve Stricker, the never-ending Steve Stricker. Ernie Els was also at 14 under. Charlie Wee, KJ Choi were at 11. And Bernhard Langer.
Wow.
Tied for eighth along at 10 under par with Kenny Perry and Patrick Harrington.
66 years old, coming off Achilles surgery.
Yeah, how about
that's
that?
Pretty good.
So pretty impressive. So that's a wrap-up of last week's. We'll get into this week's golf. We've got a lot to talk about. This is the Bunker Bunker Show on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Got the cards at 9-8.
9-9
and 8.
9-8, baby.
Bernsey sees an 11 win season coming up.
What are we talking about?
You got him 11 and 6.
I have an 8-game win streak.
Oh my God.
What about you? Hit the FanDuel text line at 620-620 and keep listening for your chance to chime in on the Cardinal schedule on Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app. Hey. Message and data rates may apply.
Bunker to Bunker is sponsored in part by Antigua Apparel, a leading manufacturer of men's and women's golf and sports licensed apparel. At Antigua Apparel, they believe life is a journey made up of moments, moments in your day and in your game. You'll experience these moments everywhere, in what you do, in how you feel, in what you wear. You never know when these moments will arrive, but when they do, arrive comfortably. Performing at your best is achieved when you're comfortable in your body, mind, and clothes. Visit AntiguaApparelShop.com.
Hi, I'm
Elizabeth Smith, and I'm here with my father, Oliver Smith of Oliver Smith Jeweler. We've been helping families in the Valley celebrate life's special moments for 41 years. Tell me about one of your most special moments.
This one, right here.
Recording this commercial?
Yeah, hanging out with you. But seriously, we do get involved with some of our clients' biggest celebrations. That's a matter of trust, and we've been building trust for 41 years.
What about some other special moments, like when I was born?
Yeah, that was pretty special, too.
Trust can be a hard thing to earn. How have you built such a fantastic reputation in the Valley?
In order to build trust, you need to be fair and reasonable in how you treat your customer. They know we need to make money, but we don't need to make that much money.
You've always told us to tell the truth and to be transparent.
Telling the truth is the most important thing about trust.
Come experience why people trust us to get that special moment right every time.
Even this one.
With the gift of Oliver Smith, visit us at Gainey Ranch Scottsdale or at our new location in Scottsdale Fashion Square Mall.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Ranch Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
Dave Burns here with my good friend, founder and CEO of V's Barbershop, Mr. Jimmy Valenzuela. V's is the very best barbershop experience. Jim, so glad you can join us here. And first off, congratulations on 25 years.
Well, thank you, Dave.
I know for me what makes it special and why I am so loyal to V's. Tell me what it is that makes V's so different and so special.
In the very beginning, this was a concerted effort to run a culture play. Can we develop something that's needed by men 12 times a year on average? And can we make it special for them? A place where you walk in smiling when you walk out even with a bigger smile. What makes V special to me is that feeling, is the melding of a barber. After all these years, I know there's lots of us walking around that remember our barbers as kids. You have to remember the whole background and reason I started V's was because I couldn't find a barbershop for my son and I to enjoy.
Visit any Valley V's barbershop location. Look for the text code and enter to hang out at a baseball game with Jimmy and I this fall. Visit VBarbershop.com to book your appointment today.
Got golf? Bunker to Bunker invites you to get out of the gallery and get in the game this year with the Bunker to Bunker Club. The Bunker to Bunker Club is open to the public, but feels like an exclusive private country club. Come elevate your golf experience with all the privileges, but without all the expensive monthly dues and fees. Membership includes an official USGA handicap, online score posting and tracking, subscription to the AZ Golf Insider magazine, promotions with big savings on golf, products and hospitality, and of course, invitations to Bunker to Bunker's popular charity scramble tour tournaments at fantastic golf destinations. So what are you waiting for? Come get in the game with good friends, good times, and great golf. For additional information and registration, go to BunkerGolf.com. The Bunker to Bunker Club. It's the best value in golf since the mulligan.
Van Halen.
Oh, even man. Van Halen did disco. This was,
Van Halen was always number one or number two in my 8-track.
And a great show back in the day with David Lee Roth.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, folks, welcome back to the Bunker to Bunker show. It is PGA Championship Week. And, folks, remember, this tournament is conducted by the PGA of America. All the gentlemen and ladies at the club and at your golf course are PGA members or PGA apprentices, and this is their governing body. So a big shout-out to the PGA of America. And like I mentioned to Don Ray, you know, I'm so glad they moved the championship up in the calendar because it really gets a lot of focus with it kind of being not a dead time because we've got playoff basketball and baseball. But it's nice to have so much focus on the golf world. And the fact that they made the championship accessible to the best players in the world, I think we deserve a big applause. But let's get to the leaderboard.
Well, before that, do you want to give us a little mention about our good buddy Bill Ross?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I'm sorry, Bill.
That's okay. Thank you.
Didn't mean to neglect you. This hour is brought to you in part by Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Mention Bunker to Bunker and get $100 off your first month's program and a free consultation. Check out all the details and testimonials at BillRossFitnessSolutions.com today.
Yeah, and you guys know how effective his programs are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's 30 minutes. You're in, you're out. You get your work done. You feel better. You look better. It's a great program. But at the PGA Championship, Xander Schauffele is going out there and taking care of business. Shoot 62, 68, 12 under leading the field, followed one shot behind by Colin Morikawa. Shoot 66, 65. Sahith Theegala is one shot back of them at minus 10. And then the low live player this week is Bryson DeChambeau, 68, 65, minus 9. Mark Hubbard, minus 9. Scottie Scheffler, minus 9. Boy, when he's within three shots of the lead going into the weekend, you just want to give him the tournament. Thomas Dietrich, 9 under. Dean Burmeister, also a live player, 8 under. Tony Finau, or Finau, depending on your pronunciation, is 8 under. Victor Hovland, 8 under. Austin Eckroat, 8 under. That rounds out your top 10. Brooks Koepka, look out. Shoots 67, 68 for 7 under.
Do you think the guys really feel nervous when they know the Scheffler's lurking?
Oh, yeah. I think there's some Tiger feel there.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Especially after yesterday, he had the incident in the morning, and then he comes out.
Shoots 5 under.
Shoots 5 under. Are you kidding me?
Well, I want to get back into that, but let's talk about low PGA professional. Right now is Jeremy Wells, minus 2, shoots 69-71. And then the next low PGA of America professional is Braden Shattuck. She shot 71-70. Looks like the cut is going to be 1 under, which means that Jesse Mueller will miss by a shot.
Oh, that's too bad.
Shoots 70-71 to finish even par. A fine representation. Just missed it by a shot. Too bad for that. Jesse, we're pulling for you. Yeah, I love watching Jesse play. And I just keep an eye on that scoreboard. I'm like, And he's just, listen, I'm not rushing him, but at 49 and a half, you look for Jesse at Q School for the Champions Tour, and I think you're going to see him. But, John, let's get into that. Let's get into the whole Scottie Scheffler, which I consider kind of a black mark or a mar on the tournament. I think the PGA has done a great job in telling everybody, whoa, back up. Let's remember somebody died in this situation.
They have done a nice job with
They've
that.
Done a really good job. And Scottie Scheffler at his press conference was very good about not saying anything incriminating and also saluting and respecting the police officers in Louisville who, quite honestly, have had some bruises to their reputation in recent history with being a little bit overzealous. Now, I want to say this about that. I've been involved in coming up on traffic accidents. Thank God I have not been the creator of it or what have you, but I've been first guy on the scene a couple times, and it is very chaotic. The police officers involved were there investigating a fatality. Don't forget that. I don't think Scottie Scheffler operated with any ill intent, but someone died. John Mills, let's not make him anonymous. John Mills was there as a volunteer security person and got killed when a shuttle bus hit him. I don't know if the driver was at fault too early to turn.
Realize it's 5 in the morning or earlier and dark.
And dark and rainy.
And rainy, right.
Now, it is a chaotic situation. The law enforcement officials were there investigating a fatality. And I think, I want to believe that Scottie Scheffler got confused, didn't know he was doing, thought he was in a marked car, said PGA Championship on it, thought he was doing the right thing. But
he's following other golfers too,
right?
So yeah.
But when I don't care if you're, when you're pulling into the waste management, you see the pro EM guys in their purple jackets,
the security guys,
and they tell you to stop. You darn well better stop. And I think Scottie Scheffler got confused. I think he thought they weren't really talking to him. It was a very unfortunate situation. But I don't want, I'm not of the mindset where we say, oh, Louisville police officers got overzealous, which was the theme in the beginning of the day. The last thing I would ever do is wake up and think I was going to hear about Scottie Scheffler being arrested.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give Scottie Scheffler some grace. I think he was confused. I think it was a hectic situation. But let's not rain down on the Louisville Police Department for being overzealous. Because somebody's family member, a person died, and they were investigating the scene. You cannot rush an investigation on a fatality.
Yeah, you certainly should not.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And so...
And the scene is unfolding. I mean, it's happening in real time.
Exactly. Yeah.
And from the law enforcement, in my years in news, they're trying to set up a command post because they know there's going to be a long investigation. And, yeah, it's a hectic situation, well, as you mentioned. And I think Scotty just, you know, he was...
Yeah, guys, we've all driven to any sporting event, the Suns game or the Waste Management. We know how chaotic it is on a normal day.
Right.
Add to that rain, darkness, and the chaos of a fatality, like you said.
Right, yeah. So, you know, I think everybody just needs to pump the brakes a little bit, see how this unfolds. I think Scotty will be... vindicated and nothing's gonna, he didn't, I don't think he acted with malice or intentionally. Yeah. I think he just didn't know what was going on.
Okay. Now, just to be devil's advocate here, did they need to take him down to jail and put him in an orange jumpsuit? Now that'll be a famous mugshot in the annals of history, but did they need to do that?
John, if you or I would have been driving that car,
absolutely.
Guess where we would be?
Oh, yeah.
We're not in a marked vehicle, though.
That's correct. But let's say we were.
Yeah.
CQ, you're pulling into the PGA Championship in a marked vehicle, and you don't adhere to a police officer's command.
Well, because I think it's a security guard who I've heard from the last couple of days in a row, and I've already gone around this guy twice.
Right. Yeah. But do you not think that you would be in jail?
Well, I would certainly be handcuffed, I would think.
Right.
I get taken to jail, that's where I get to the overzealous thing, just a touch.
Well, but I think they treated him like any other person that had broken the law, intentionally or not. And as the old saying goes, ignorance of the law is not an excuse.
No, that's a good point.
So, you know, I think they had to correct. Now, I also think this, had it been one of the three of us in this situation, I don't think we'd have gotten out as quick.
We'd have missed the tee time.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm guessing the chief of police in Louisville may be a golf fan.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear from Scottie Scheffler about his time in jail?
Yeah, in just a second.
Sure.
But I think what's going to happen here, what you're going to see, it's just like the Thunderbirds with this year's Phoenix Open. Some things happened that I think were virtually unavoidable.
Yeah, and it was spur of the moment. I mean, who would have thought the storms would have moved through?
Yeah.
So what do you
react in real time?
You learn from your history. If you don't learn from your history, you're bound to repeat it. So what I think you're going to see is you'll see at future venues, players and caddy only entrances. I think they're going to make some adjustments. Yeah. They're going to learn from this, and let's not forget that there was a victim in this. John Mills, our prayers and thoughts were with his family and his loved ones and his friends and all that sort of stuff. It was a shame that it's really sad that somebody got killed. Let's not lose the sight of that. And for Scottie Scheffler, however, I will say this about Scottie. I'm a big Scottie Scheffler fan.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't think he acted with malice.
No.
I think that, but for him to spend some time in a jail cell and come out, make his tee time. Now, the PGA of America had already pushed back the starting times due to the fact that weather and there was this big blockage of people getting in. I don't want people to think that they held the starting times, they slowed down the starting times because of Scottie Scheffler. That was not part of the deal. But for him to go from a holding cell, getting mug shots, getting all that sort of stuff, to making his tee time, first of all, and then to go out and shoot the number that he did.
5 under.
I think that was phenomenal. So let's hear what Scotty had to say.
I don't really know. I feel like my head's still spinning. I can't really explain what happened this morning. I did spend some time stretching in a jail cell. That was a first for me. You know, that was part of my warm-up. I was just sitting there waiting, and, you know, I started going through my warm-up. I felt like there was a chance I may be able to still come out here and play, and so I started going through my routine, and I tried to get my heart rate down as much as I could today, but like I said, you know, I still feel like my head's spinning a little bit, but yeah, I was fortunate to be able to make it back out and play some golf today.
So maybe Scotty Scheffler has a new pre-round routine.
No. I'm going to guess there's no better athlete at blocking out the nonsense than Scotty Scheffler in today's day.
He's so even-keeled, yeah. And what I thought was interesting in his press conference, how he talked about breathing.
Right, exactly.
You know, he talked about calming himself down. He asked the officer that was riding with him to go sit with him for a little while so he could kind of decompress.
Yeah.
Probably got a little bit of preferential treatment in that arena, but I don't fault him for that.
I think on the breathing part, he had just come from his wife having a baby,
right.
So he probably coached her.
Good point.
Breathe smooth, honey.
That's true. But, you know, I think that unfortunately this will be an event that will always be part of the PGA at Valhalla's lore, it was good to see. I think other than John Mills and his family, everything it looks to be coming around. But again, don't forget there was a fatality, and that is a shame. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Show. We'll be right back. We are on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Follow Arizona Sports for D-backs breaking news and inside information, plus exclusive weekly interviews with the Diamondbacks decision makers on Front Office Focus, Team President Derek Hall, D-backs manager Torrey Lovello, and Diamondbacks players on the Clubhouse Call-In. If you miss the live conversations, listen on the Arizona Sports app or wherever you get your podcasts. The home of Arizona Diamondbacks baseball is Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
So what makes a great car radio show? To start with, a host who knows his stuff. Check. We've got Matt Allen, the KTAR car guy, who's been fixing cars for nearly 30 years. Lots to talk about. Check. High gas prices, maybe getting a second opinion on that upcoming repair, or help in finding the right used car. That means the only thing missing is you. And that's easy to fix. We're on every Saturday morning at 11 here on 92.3 KTAR. Or check us out anytime, day or night, at bumpertobumperradio.com.
Towing. You may not need it today, but when you do, you really do. Who do you call? In Arizona, there's one company that stands apart. Professional Towing. Professional Towing has an unwavering dedication to prioritizing customers' needs with transparency, honesty, and integrity. They cover light duty to medium duty and heavy duty transport, guaranteeing top service in all towing categories. Check them out at protowingaz.com or call 480-797-9922 today. Fast, friendly, and reliable. That's Professional Towing.
It's only once a year, and it's here, the Ford Memorial Day sales event at our Desert Ford dealers, May 23rd through June 3rd. Yep, Paul Calvis here, and I love how Ford celebrates the American drive with that 2024 Ford F-150, where it's our option how we want to power up, gas, hybrid, or all electric. And that's not all we get. How about 1.9% financing for 36 months, plus $500 cash back and $1,000 in trade assist cash on a 2024 Ford F-150 XLT. And then on a 2024 Ford Escape, get premium care and extended service plan so you're protected from unforeseen covered repairs. And right now, get Ford Protect Premium Care for up to the earlier of 5 years or 60,000 miles, plus a Ford Credit Flex Buy with 1.9% financing for 66 months and $1,000 in Flex Buy cash on a 2024 Ford Escape. It's the Ford Memorial Day sales event May 23rd through June 3rd at buyfordnow.com.
Do you have a veteran or a first responder in your life? You can give them the gift of a free cleaning service thanks to Special Ops Clean Team. Now, through Memorial Day, Special Ops is giving away free cleaning services to 10 deserving veterans here in the Valley. They are calling it Bless a Vet. Nominate that deserving person in your life for a free cleaning service by Special Ops Clean Team and share why that veteran or first responder should be selected. Text CLEAN to 620-620. That's CLEAN to 620-620.
The 2023 and 2024 all-inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or
or call the Pro Shop today.
Hey, Ron Wolfley here, and I'm sitting next to my great friend, Dr. Joe, from Aria Dental Implant Center. Hey, Dr. Joe, it's great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Talk to me about the All-On-4 dental implant.
It's a process where we can remove patient's remaining dentition, where we can place 4 dental implants, take our digital impressions, so we can get this population back in function.
You know I've had the All-On-4. It is a life changer. It truly is. Not only to be able to smile, right, but also to bite into a steak. What is the best thing about getting the All-On-4 dental treatment?
Self-confidence. The only reason people don't get All-On-4s is because they can't afford it. It's expensive.
Yes.
My goal is to make it economical. So if I can reduce that cost, I will.
If you have broken or missing teeth, he's going to help you. AriaDentalImplantCenter.com. It's spelled A-R-I-A. AriaDentalImplantCenter.com.
Miss Whitney Houston. Oh. Yeah, I actually heard this song and Dancing on the Ceiling back to back because I was driving to the gym about 2 months ago. I thought, oh, here's a theme.
There's a theme. Yeah. Yeah. Well, welcome back to the Bunker Bunker Show. I'm Jim. He's John, CQ, and Trevor, along with us, keeping us in between the lines. Quick recap, the PGA Championship, the season's second major. Is that right? Yeah.
Correct, yes.
Xander Schauffele's leading at 12
under. Count the players.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Xander Schauffele's your leader at 12 under, followed by Colin Morikawa. Sahith Theegala is at minus 10, a shot back. Thomas Dietrich, minus 9. Scottie Scheffler, minus 9, 67-66. Look out. But we would be remiss if we did not talk about the second greatest player to ever play, one Tiger Woods. Tiger don't look so good. I think that's being generous. Yesterday's round, he was, on the first day, shot two over 72. Yesterday brings it back with 77, misses the cut, goes par, triple, bogey, triple. It's the passing of a torch, gentlemen. Yeah, Tiger Woods sure said yesterday after he missed the cut, I got to play more golf leading into majors. The mind is willing, but the body I just don't think is able. One of the things as we get older, and you've seen the old guys can chip and putt, but they're not playing on PGA Tour caliber and PGA Championship golf courses. And both of those triple bogeys were result of a not up to standard short game. Yeah. And unfortunately, short game is where touch is one of the first things to go as we age. I hope I'm wrong, but it sure feels like we've seen the last of Tiger Woods contending in a major.
Yeah, it was kind of sad. I watched the first triple he made yesterday. He left it short out of the rough there in the bunker, and then he caught that bunker shot thin.
Yep.
And it kind of, you kind of felt for him because you're like, hey, I do that, you know? Yeah.
Well, even on Thursday, he had a decent round going and then three putted the last two holes.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's green side in two and makes seven and one hole and then makes a bogey and makes another.
And you, Jim, you know, you've seen me. Once you lose confidence, you're struggling for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Let's hear from Tiger leading into the tournament.
Each day is a little bit different. Some days it's better than others. And it's just the way it is. My body's just that way. Some days it feels great, and other days a little bit of a struggle. It's just the competitive flow. It took me probably three holes to get it back into competitive flow again and get a feel for hitting the ball out there in competition, adrenaline, temperatures, green speeds. I mean, these are all things that normally I adjust to very quickly. It just took me a few holes to get into it and made the putt at 12 and got me going and made another putt at 13.
Well, let's also not forget that Tiger Woods is 48 years old.
Right.
And Father Time is still undefeated.
Amen.
Unfortunately. And I just, you know, yeah, it takes a while to get cranked up. As I get longer in the tooth, it takes me a little longer to get grooved in and into the round, and that's, you know, I just, listen, I will never say never about Tiger, but it sure doesn't look like there's much left in the tank.
Question for you. So yesterday after I got home, I was looking through the leaderboard, and I noticed he was 48 years old. I said, I wonder if Tiger's going to play a lot on the senior tour. What are your thoughts?
You know, that's a great question. I don't see it happening a lot. I see him playing in maybe some of the majors, of the five that they have. But I also think, you know, as Lee Trevino said, you're Tiger freaking Woods, right? And I don't think that, I mean, Tiger loves a competition. He'll go all out at tiddlywinks to beat you. And I think that he will play in the senior majors. I just don't see him playing in the everyday.
Why would he?
Exactly.
What does he have to prove?
Exactly.
Yeah, I
mean,
and I'm sure, you know, he's got some golf course business interests on the side as well. And so
plus,
it'll be
the Tigre line at JCPenney.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's bad.
Bad logo.
I love the fact that, you know, the Tiger is, there's a Tiger stripe on that logo for every major he's won. It's a terrible logo, but he says he wants to make them redo the logo. So I would love to see that.
Oh, good. Hallelujah.
But, well, because if he gets a 16th major.
Good luck, Val.
Yeah, sorry. Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, we're talking a little bit about the PGA Championship. We're talking about how they made sure that they had the best field in golf. They gave some invitations to LIV players. Brooks Koepka is there because he is a past champion, and he's representing himself pretty well. Let's look at Brooks Koepka's round yesterday.
You want to hear from him first?
Yeah, let's hear from Brooks.
This is what he thinks about Valhalla in general.
It's a long golf course, so you got to be able to hit the ball far. The fairways, I wouldn't say they're generous. I don't think they're overly generous, but you can take advantage of them. The rough stake, if you're going to miss fairways, you're going to be in trouble. I think that's pretty much the MO of a major championship. Got to hit fairways, got to hit greens. But yeah, I think it's just a great golf course.
It's a big ballpark. We talked about that off air.
Yeah.
And leading into it, you know, you had to favor, especially with the wetter conditions, you had to look at guys who hit a long way. I said Bryson DeChambeau is my sleeper. He's representing himself very well. But so Brooks Koepka goes out and shoots 67, 68. He is a just dogged competitor and loves the majors and attacks it like an, I'm not being disrespectful to golfers, but attacks it like an athlete.
Right.
And the harder the conditions, it's kind of like Nicklaus. Nicklaus loved the hard conditions. He loved to hear guys talk about you know, how hard it was, because that just played right into his hands. But Brooks Koepka's 68 yesterday, I think, was better than his 67. He made 8 birdies yesterday.
Wow.
3 bogeys and a double. Now, if you take those away and you just put pars down, we've got, you know, he's looking pretty good. But the double bogey on 10 really surprised me.
Yeah.
Because he's got a par 5. It's a smooth 3-wood into the green. But if you've ever had a mud ball, you know there's mud on the ball.
Yeah.
And you know you can't really control the flight because
it's going to do something funky.
Yeah. And boy, he snapped it out of bounds. So my question is this. If I've got a mud ball, I'm on a par 5, I know the ball's going to do something funky. If I hit like a little 5 or 6 iron up by the green, make birdie the old-fashioned way, or try to make birdie the old-fashioned way, I just don't understand why he hit that 3-wood.
Yeah, Chi-Chi had a great saying, take your medicine. You know? And so you're right. You're in a major, you know, second round. You know that, you know, I can't take a big number here. Pull a 5-iron, hit it down the middle of the fairway, and make birdie the old-fashioned way. I agree.
Yep. The old saying, you don't win a tournament on Thursday or Friday, we can sure lose it.
Exactly.
And that might be it. But, you know, Brooks Koepka making 8 birdies yesterday. Obviously, he is striking it well. He's putting it well. To make 8 birdies, you got to be doing something. So look out. Scottie Scheffler, Brooks Koepka. And like I said earlier, Bryson DeChambeau is in the mix.
And more mud ball discussion in hour 2.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. But mud balls do funny things. And it's really funny. When a guy hits a mud ball and it's going the way they didn't want it to go, you always hear him go, mud ball or expletive mud ball, which we heard from Brooks yesterday.
That's right.
So, all right, you're hearing the music. We've raced through the front nine. No pace of play issues with the Bunker Bunker Show. We will be right back. You're listening to the Bunker Bunker Show on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Arizona sports. High school athletes speak about their game, their preparation, competition, and sportsmanship. Every Saturday morning on AZ Preps Live, presented by Brooklyn Betting. Don't miss interviews with players from your favorite local teams when Kevin McCabe hosts AZ Preps Live, Saturday mornings at 9 on Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
Good morning, Bunker to Bunker listeners. It's Jim Hill. What? Not Greg. Well, Greg is playing hooky today. He and Michael and a lot of the Bunker to Bunker listeners are playing in Bill Ross's charity golf tournament, the 33rd annual Horses Help Golf Classic at the Golf Club Estrella. Yep. One of our favorite listeners, Bill Ross Fitness Solutions, Bill Ross from Bill Ross Fitness Solutions, are playing today because it's a great event to support a great cause, and he is out there doing his thing. He's taking a little time off from the gym today. And listen, folks, BillRossFitnessSolutions.com is a place you need to go. You need to check it out. You get all your work in 30 minutes. You don't stop. It's not like you're sipping lattes between sets. You go, 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 and Bill and his staff push you to go. But you get out of there, you feel good. I know somebody that just got back in the gym, not with Bill Ross, but they were telling me the other day that they just went to small weights and were lifting, and they were sore. And I will tell you this about Bill Ross. I've never been sore after a workout. I've seen results. I've seen success. But Bill's system, the way he does it and the way he constructs it, he doesn't want you to be sore because pain makes a coward out of all of us. And so you go, you work out, you do your 30 minutes, you get in, you get out, you're on your way, and you're on your way to health, fitness, and looking good, my friend. So if you are interested and you want to change your life, go check out BillRossFitnessSolutions.com. Mention Bunker to Bunker. You get a little extra incentive to join the team. We'll see you soon at BillRossFitnessSolutions.com.
Luke Lipinski back to tell you about Twin Peaks. The basketball playoffs are really heating up now. Hockey, too. The field of potential champions is dwindling by the day, and we are well into baseball season as well. Should be a good one here in Arizona. Look, get to Twin Peaks. They have TVs everywhere. You can watch all these games at once. Plus, they have an outstanding food selection, including burgers, flatbreads, loaded fries, wings, and more. Whatever you're looking for, Twin Peaks has you covered with the great scenery they're known for at 5 convenient valley locations, so never settle. Stop by and experience the lodge mentality at Twin Peaks.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3008.
Hey everybody, Dan Bickley here, and I'm with my buddy Shane O'Hanrahan. And Shane, what is new at Chapman BMW?
Hey Bick, we have all sorts of great things happening. Right now we have incentives up to $9,900 on select models, 90 days until first payment. You can lease the all-new i4 for just $499 a month. And with interest rates rising, we have financing at 2.99%.
You can shop online at ChapmanBMW.com. That's Chapman BMW. Two great locations,
one great experience.
Every day, helping, caring, supporting. Every day at APS, we're here to help with bill assistance and more when you need it most. We understand everyone's needs are different. That's why you'll find a variety of options that could help. Lower your bill with our energy support program. Qualified customers save up to 25 or 60% every month. Pay down your bill with crisis bill assistance and other programs and resources. Learn how you can get help with your bill at APS.com/brighter.
KMVP FM Phoenix.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
On the Arizona Sports app and on 98.7.
pick this one because I'm a favorite of the Bee Gees. I'm a big disco guy from way back when.
Well, you are right in my era, man. I've been moonwalking around the studio all morning. It's great, great, great music. Enjoy
it. Like I said, I was driving to the gym a couple months ago. I thought, oh, dancing on the ceiling, and I want to dance with somebody, and I thought, good dancing music theme, so yeah. So we're talking PGA Championship this week, and lots going on. Leaderboard is full of great, great big names.
Well, I'm happy, and the reason I'm happy is I'm doing well in the office pool.
Oh, there you go.
And for like the last five majors throughout last year and then into this year,
sure,
I have picked Xander Schauffele every time. And he started off well, sure, and then he just can't close the deal. Now, I'm hoping that today and tomorrow he goes out, and tomorrow he finally closes the deal. But I also have Colin Morikawa, Brooks Koepka, I've got, who's doing well. So right, sure, now I'm kind of just doing really...
You picked some good names. Yeah. Let's do this. We're going to hear from Xander Schauffele pre-tournament on how his course demeanor helps him get through the rounds.
You know, I'm learning about myself. You know, people always say put yourself in that situation, and you know, I've been putting myself in the situation to try and compete at a really high level, and I try and learn sort of what I do right and what I do wrong. So you know, I feel like I've become more comfortable playing in big events, and you know, I haven't done it in quite some time, but you know, I think I'm pretty happy with where things are.
Well, as you said, John, he got close again even last week, so finishing runner-up to Rory.
Yeah, he's real close, yeah, and he looks like now he's, you know, had enough of those near, yeah, misses that, yeah, he's mentally, yeah, strong enough to take it over the edge.
Absolutely, and, you know, I'm looking at the leaderboard, and I see Xander Schauffele going out there, and, you know, what's he, 12 under?
Yes.
So, and we got Colin Morikawa at one shot back at 11. So now you got to look down the leaderboard. How far is too far in the PGA?
Is it five or six strokes, I'm going to guess?
Well, you know, I think the seven unders are going to have to go deep.
Yeah.
But I will say this, as Xander Schauffele showed us the first round, there is a low one out there. Right. You know, I would not be surprised to see somebody shoot, you know, 64, 65 back-to-back on the weekend and really accelerate up the leaderboard. The golf course is going to play tougher today. It's drying out. As Don Ray mentioned, we've got the sub-air system. We've got all these things. Every championship golf course, now listen, you get to some of the, you know, events on the PGA Tour, they want to have a birdie fest. The PGA of America wants to have a well-contested championship, a difficult test. But the thing that makes a golf course hard is the firmness of the golf course. You know, these players are so good at hitting precise yardages. It's when the ball gets on the ground that funny things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So getting the ball on the ground and letting there be a little more rollout is going to play into the golf course's hands to become tougher.
That leads me to a question. Do you think that the people who set up a major championship, we know Augusta probably does, but do the PGA guys have a score in mind when they go into a week as what they would like to see a winning score be?
I think every tournament setup has a score in mind. Okay. I heard one of the guys on Golf Channel say earlier this week they thought it'd be 20 under.
Okay.
Well, they're kind of right on pace for that, sure, 20-ish under.
Is that too low?
Should
it be a harder test, I guess?
Well, if you look at it, we've got three players in double digits. Okay, we've got Xander Schauffele, who's played phenomenally. Yeah. Colin Morikawa, who's been, you know, he's in the same boat as Xander Schauffele. There, but not quite,
yeah,
there.
Yep.
And then Sahith Theegala. And Scottie Scheffler lurking three shots behind. I think they wanted it to be single digits at the halfway point.
Okay.
And only three guys have gotten to double digits. So I think it's kind of where they want it. But just looking at the early TV, you're seeing sun. You're seeing,
yeah,
shadows.
Yeah.
Golf course is going to dry out. Don't forget, folks, that this is a private club. And so they can't, it's not going to be overly difficult for the members. Quail Hollow last week, Rory winning, yeah, by five shots at 17 under. That's a pretty good number. These guys are, we know, these guys are so good But you look at when the Masters were played in November, right?
Mm-hmm.
Scores were way lower because of course conditions, right? Sure. It was softer.
Yeah.
So you can't really control the weather as much as we'd like to. There are some things beyond our control. The rough is up, and it's getting grainy. If you get a lie in the rough where the grass is coming
pretty
back,
pretty soggy, I'm going to guess.
Yes, yeah. But if the grass is coming back to you, it's going to be difficult.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Down grain grass is a lot easier than into the grain grass. So we've got some challenges, but you know, we talk about what. Go ahead, CK.
We've got to hear about course conditions. We can hear from Sahith Thagala.
Yeah.
You've got to look at the golf course early this week for the first time, and he talks about how amazing he thought the golf course is.
First impression, this place is sick. You know, growing up as a PGA, watching the PGA Championship, I feel like you have a certain expectation for the course, and this kind of meets the expectation. It's big, large property, thick rough, 7,600 plus yards, so it's just a big track, and it's really pure, and man, it's I haven't played anything really like this because Oak Hill was my first last year, and it was a little different than this. It was a little more placement. This one is just kind of bombs away, and it's the fairways are a little wider, but yeah, it's demanding so far. But this is my first look at the front, and it's pretty sweet.
Well, and if you look at each green, the greens are big. There's almost like four or five individual complexes on each green where they can put the pin.
Oh, I see.
So.
Yeah, different levels.
Right. And so the golf course is a big golf course. So when there's a big golf course like that, yes, the fairways are going to be a little more generous. But if you hit an iron shot that's in the wrong spot on these greens, especially as they dry out, you are going to see some three putts. You know, I think that everybody except the top three guys have had three putts. And so now you factor into that, you know, the younger guys, the less experienced guys, are going to be coming down the wire, and you're going to see, oh my gosh, the mental game start to really play. I'm about to win the PGA Championship.
Right.
My life's going to change.
Exactly.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You know, and so, I think you're going to see the winning score right around 20 under, so you got to go make some birdies. But like I said, because of the softer conditions, I think that the early guys today are going to have a chance to really shoot a low number as the times get later. So Xander Schauffele and Colin Morikawa and Sahith Thagala aren't going out till 140.
Right.
Golf course will have had a chance to get dried out, be in the sun a little bit. So I think
my question is, that good or bad?
Yeah, it's going to make it more difficult.
Yeah.
But you're going to see a couple low rounds today. Xander
guys under 65. Yeah,
Xander Schauffele shooting 62 on Thursday. It was phenomenal, and he went late. You know, and that was kind of an interesting thing. He went late early, early late. He got a softer golf course in the morning.
Right. And the wind looks to be down this morning.
Yeah.
Will it come up this afternoon?
Usually it does increase in the afternoon, so you're going to see it. But we also got, you know, we talked about the PGA of America having the strongest field. They want to have that. They extend some invitations.
My question is, do they really have the strongest field?
Well, I think the 21 club pros, they take up some spots. But I think if you look at the quality of field overall,
Better than the U.S. Open next week, or next month, rather?
Yeah.
Better than the British?
You know, everybody likes to say they have the strongest field.
Yeah.
So
we'll go back. We'll look up the numbers and tell you.
Yeah, we're going to look at the LIV guys, how they're faring, too.
Yeah, very good.
You're listening to the Bunker Bunker Show. We're going to step out. We're going to be right back. We are the Bunker Bunker Show on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2.
All right, Dave Pass is joining us right now. What jumped out to you first from the Cardinals schedule?
Predicting a record or who might be good and who won't be good and what part of the schedule's tough and what part of it, you know, is easy is impossible. I look at travel, who you're playing when. For the most part, you avoid bad weather. So I think all in all, you're looking at a lot of positives.
Have you gone down and said, well, that might be a win and that might be a loss?
Well, obviously you weren't listening at the start of the interview. But that's par for the course.
I did miss it.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hey, folks, it's Jim from the Bunker Bunker Show. I want to tell you about a great place to play golf in the Valley, the Trilogy Golf Club at Vistancia. Always in great shape, a very challenging layout, and perhaps the best pepperoni wood-fired pizza this side of Italy. So get out there. It is such a joy to play. It's always in good shape. The greens are really, really good, and you need to go check it out. You can check out their website, make tee times online, or give them a call directly. Trilogy Golf Club at Vistancia, the best golf value in the Valley. Book your round today.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Ranch Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
Bunker to Bunker is sponsored in part by Antigua Apparel, a leading manufacturer of men's and women's golf and sports licensed apparel. At Antigua Apparel, they believe life is a journey made up of moments, moments in your day and in your game. You'll experience these moments everywhere, in what you do, in how you feel, in what you wear. You never know when these moments will arrive, but when they do, arrive comfortably. Performing at your best is achieved when you're comfortable in your body, mind, and clothes. Visit AntiguaApparelShop.com.
Years ago, my car needed $1,200 in repairs. As a single female, I was so insecure that I wore a fake wedding ring, and I told the shop that my husband wanted the old parts. Driving away, I felt relieved. Months later, I was told the parts did not fit my car. I'm Rayanne. Glenn and I own Good Works Auto Repair. We never want anyone to feel the way I did. Check us out at GoodWorksAutoRepair.com, where we advise, but you decide.
Hey, it's Wolf, and here's what's going on. The Santan Ford Memorial Day sales event is what's going on. Blockbuster discounts across the board and great APR interest rates. Hey, at Santan Ford, you deserve a new ride. You got big Tim Hovick discounts, amazing APR deals, and the kicker is the huge selection. Yeah, man, the whole Ford lineup is on sale right now. Go to the Santan 202 Freeway and Val Vista Drive in Gilbert. The Santan Ford Memorial Day sales event is on.
Weekly and Marotta mornings.
Let's retire the word scape.
Dancing, dancing.
She's a dancing shoe.
So, I could not wait to see these guys do this song on the old Carol Burnett show in like 1977.
The spins and the so bell cool. bottoms oh and the God. Afros.
And Michael's robot spinning. Was unbelievable.
Yep. Exactly.
The Jackson
yeah.
5
and that
guys.
Became
yeah.
the craze before the moonwalk.
That's right. Oh, exactly. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Michael Jackson is a dancing machine. But welcome back to the Bunker Bunker Show. We flew through that first hour. We're already deep into the second hour, at least a quarter of the way in. So, John,
yes, sir.
What time is it?
Jim, it's time now for the Golf Tip of the Week.
Golf Tip of the Week is brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses, home of the Green Wolf Polarized Golf Eyewear, and a presenting partner of Bunker Bunker Tour. Do you know who said this? But don't answer. A leading difficulty with the average golfer is that he or she totally misunderstands what is meant by concentration. She or he may think she or he is concentrating hard when he or she is merely worrying.
Let's read that again.
Do you know who said this? A leading difficulty with the average golfer is that he or she totally misunderstands what is meant by concentration. Gotcha. He or she may think he is concentrating hard when he or she is merely worrying. But don't answer. All right, this week's Golf Tip of the Week. John, I see a lot of people mishitting the golf ball, and I would say 80% of those are hitting it off the toe. You got any mishits like that?
Yeah, the older I get, I do hit it off the toe more. And what I try to do, and tell me if this is right or wrong, I try to maybe move in a half step.
I would say that is wrong. I'm going to give you a way to...
This week's tip is that is wrong.
That is wrong. Oh, yeah. Sorry, SeatGeek.
It's okay. I'm over here. The
wrong answer.
Exactly.
This week's golf tip of the week is stop hitting it off the toe. Okay. For the live radio, folks. All right. So the reason most people hit the golf ball off the toe, the club face is maybe 4 or 5 inches long, right?
Sweet spot's even smaller.
Yes. So what I see a lot of times is people raising their chest at impact. You raise your chest an inch, guess what? The golf club moves towards you an inch.
Yeah.
So I've got a tip to help you keep your chest over the golf ball and not change. So what I want you to do is take one of those little aiming sticks. We've all got them in our golf bag. Mm-hmm. Some people use them. Some people just have them to look cool, but use them. Put one under your right arm. Okay, so it's kind of pointing down. You take your stance, you've got it under your right arm. Make a half swing. If that aiming stick raises up, you're obviously raising up out of the golf ball.
Shot.
And what does that do? That makes the golf club closer to your body, which is going to make you hit it off the toe. So when you're hitting golf balls, just really focus on maintaining your posture and having your chest over the golf ball when you hit it. And if that stick moves up or down, if it moves down, it means you're diving at the golf ball. If it moves up, it means you're coming out of your posture. So keep your golf ball or keep your chest over the golf ball when you hit it, and I think you'll find good results and stop hitting it off the toe.
Is that kind of part of staying connected to a lesser extent?
Somewhat, okay, yes, yeah. But it's the coming out of your stance position, the angle of your spine.
You're going to lose a little power.
Yep, changing the angle. Sure. When you set up the golf ball, you should be setting up almost in a perfect impact position.
Exactly.
So that is your tip of the week, and your tip of the week this week was brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses, home of the Green Wolf Polarized Golf Eyewear and presenting partner to the Bunker Bunker Tour. John, you can answer this, and I'm not going to be politically correct. A leading difficulty with the average golfer is that he totally misunderstands what is meant by concentration. He may think he's concentrating hard when he is merely worrying.
I would say Gary Player.
Well, older than that, and because he was very specific, and he knew it was an older guy, so the person that authored that statement is the late and great Bobby Jones.
And I would say he's mostly right when you get to certain levels right. of any kind of athletic ability, yeah.
Well, I just watched a documentary before the Masters. I watch it every year, but he had quite a temper as a young junior golfer. Yeah. In fact, he was told that you keep this up and you're not going to be playing golf. And I think that's where he got his mental toughness, and that's where he developed that great ability just to stay natural and level.
Well, Bobby Jones walked off the golf course with the British Amateur, at that time considered a major Ooh. Championship.
Wow.
And it's been very interesting because now he is revered as a golfer and as a sportsman
yeah,
and a
yeah,
gentleman
icon, yeah.
in GB and I. But he did have to get his temper under control. You're exactly right. And he did that by accepting the results. We've talked about that. You have to accept the results. You have to move on to the next shot. As I always say in golf, the most important shot in golf is the next one.
Yeah.
So that's your golf tip of the week. Put it to good use. And CQ, what are we doing now?
Well, we were talking about mud balls earlier.
Okay, yeah.
And what they did last night, one of the things on the Golf Channel, they sent a former PGA Tour player, and I don't know if he's going to play anymore, Johnson Wagner, out to discuss what a mud ball was. And I thought, I picked a little section of this because I thought it was kind of fun to let you guys react to it. So here's Johnson Wagner on part of the mud ball thing at the Valhalla.
Tomorrow, weather's looking better, but when the sun comes out and the course is still wet, ball lands in the fairway, and the mud has a chance to dry faster. A lot of times when we play with mud balls, we like it to be wet because usually the mud would fly off the golf ball immediately. The soil here is very rich and pure, and they've done a great job with drainage on this golf course, but mud balls are going to be a factor tomorrow. I had our great researcher, Kevin Casey, look up some data for me, and I want wanted to know if the PGA Championship had ever played Live Clean in Place. And he came up with 2016 Baltusrol PGA, won by Jimmy Walker. I believe it was Sunday that week. They had so much water on the golf course, they had no other choice. The ball, I have, knowing Kerry Haig the way I do, they're going to be playing this ball down tomorrow.
Yeah, if
so tomorrow is today.
Yeah, and so I think it's a great point. As we talked about earlier, the PGA Championship, any major championship especially, is going to try to, as best they can, to play the ball down. Because as Greg always calls it, it's, you know, when you get to wipe it off and clean up, it's lift clean and cheat. You know, but he made a great point that you see mud balls on golf courses that might be dry as a bone, but and in one spot they've got water collected. Out here in Arizona, we don't get as much mud ball, as many mud balls, because we're so focused on the top dressing procedure, which makes the sand turf a little more sandy. But back in the southeast and the east, it's a more clay based
like
soil.
Clay, right? Yeah.
So you see that mud gets on there and it does hang. The mud ball we saw yesterday in Brooks Koepka, it was a big piece of mud, and it certainly did affect the flight. So the problem with mud balls that we don't see out here as much, but you get this glob of mud on there. Well, the golf ball is, you know, supposed to be perfectly balanced however you set it, right? And when you get something, an outside factor that's clinging to the golf ball is going to spin funny. The most frustrating thing about mud balls is you don't know if it's going to squirt left, right, or have no effect. Obviously, we saw Brooks Koepka get affected with that duck hook out of bounds because of the mud ball. And as soon as he hit it, he goes, effing mud ball. You could hear it, you know, and you see that. And it's funny, I've seen online, you know, these guys are hitting mud balls, and it's mud ball, mud ball, mud ball, mud ball. And they always call it as soon as they hit it because they don't want, I don't know if they're just that frustrated, they don't want anybody to think they hit the shot that bad.
Well, and mentally, it crawls inside your head. You're addressing the golf ball. You see this lump of mud on the golf ball, and you mentioned it. These guys are so good, as you mentioned, and they're so strong that they look down there and they go, I can power through this and just make the golf ball fly the way I want to. But, you know, there again, you just pull an iron.
Well, I'm going to guess a mud ball is played differently on Saturday than it is on Sunday.
Well, I think you're right. Yeah. But the thing with mud balls is you don't know how the ball is going to react. And these tour players, any professional athlete, they are control freaks.
Oh, without a doubt.
Right?
Yeah.
So now you've got a factor in there. You can't really control the wind. That's what makes that so hard. And you can't really control which way the mud ball is going to go. So it's a factor that they can practice all they want. And you can hit 10 mud balls, and they're all going to react differently.
That's aerodynamics.
Right.
When it comes off the club face.
Yep. And so
plus, like Johnson Wagner said, today it may be like a more dried mud that may hang on the ball more, as opposed to when you hit it, it explodes off.
Right, exactly. And that's what you're going to see. I think they're going to do their best at the PGA Championship to play it down, as they should. And Kerry Haig, as Don Ray alluded to, is the master of course setup. Kerry Haig has been in golf for a long, long time, and is really good at course setup. So they've got the sub-air systems. I don't think you're going to see ball in hand. And it'll be interesting to see if there's any mud balls and how they affect the...
And when we come back, we have some news headlines from Valhalla. Some things have changed as we get into round three.
And we also need to talk about... You know, Rory knew last week that he was getting divorced. You don't draw those papers up overnight.
Yeah.
And the people are saying this is going to affect him going into the PGA Championship. In my opinion, we're wrong.
He already won.
It freed him up.
Exactly. There you go.
All right.
Again.
You're listening to the Bunker Show on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. We'll be right back.
Let's retire the word scapegoat when you're talking about Frank Vogel. Scapegoat, as you pointed out, implies that he was unfairly targeted to take the blame for failure. and that's not accurate.
Yeah, scapegoat kind of absolves you from any wrongdoing, or that, hey, you did a great job. You didn't deserve to lose your job.
He wasn't the only problem, no. But he was one of the problems.
Yes.
Bickley and Murata, mornings on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Smith, and I'm here with my dad, Oliver Smith, of Oliver Smith Jeweler. He has been buying, selling, and trading watches for over 40 years. Dad, what is your favorite part of being in the watch business?
The relationships. It's great to catch up with my clients and celebrate the emotional times in their life. When they're selling a watch, I get to hear the story behind it. And when they're buying a watch, we're celebrating a promotion, a growing family, or a big accomplishment. That is what brings us joy and fulfillment. That is our focus every day.
What can guests expect when they enter our showroom?
Well, for starters, we just expanded our watch showroom and repair facility. We have the largest selection of new and pre-owned watches in Arizona. Our team of watch advisors are the best in the valley. I hear this time and time again from my clients.
Come experience why people are talking about Oliver Smith.
Shop us at Gainey Ranch Scottsdale or at our new location at Scottsdale Fashion Square Mall.
The 2023 and 2024 all-inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the pro shop today.
So what makes a great car radio show? To start with, a host who knows his stuff. Check. We've got Matt Allen, the KTAR car guy, who's been fixing cars for nearly 30 years. Lots to talk about. Check. High gas prices. Maybe getting a second opinion on that upcoming repair or help in finding the right used car. That means the only thing missing is you. And that's easy to fix. We're on every Saturday morning at 11 here on 92.3 KTAR. Or check us out anytime, day or night, at bumpertobumperradio.com. Make your memorial memorable with Bunker to Bunker's 13th Annual Memorial Weekend Golf Tournament presented by Shady Rays Sunglasses on Sunday, May 26th at Arizona Biltmore Golf Club. Open to the public, the two-person scramble benefits Phoenix Children's Hospital and is loaded with special prizes, awards, breakfast, and even includes a coupon for a second round of golf, all for just $115. The event is open to the public and singles are welcome, but space is limited, so come join us and register at bunkergolf.com.
Do you want your front and backyard to be the envy of the entire neighborhood? Well, Moon Valley Nurseries will rejuvenate your trees and shrubs, diagnosing their needs on the spot and providing a tailored treatment for just $50 per tree and just $20 per shrub. You want to win a $1,000 Moon Valley Nursery gift card? Just text RENEW to 620-620 and sign up for Moon Valley's rejuvenation service. That's text RENEW to 620-620 today. Rejuvenate your yard and get a chance to win a $1,000 gift card.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
Answer the music, baby.
Can you tell me who this is?
Answer the
music. Not James Brown.
Kind of in that same era. Sly and the Family Stone.
Sly and the Family Stone. All right. Well, welcome back to the Bunker to Bunker Golf and Music Show. I'm Jim Hill, joined by John Roller. Greg is out playing golf today with Bill Ross's group and the foundation that they have for equine therapies for children. So it's a great cause. But, John, I think it would be remiss. We've got the voice of Arizona traffic with us. And, you know, listen, you ride my car every day with me on the way to my 9 to 5, and I appreciate it. And I love it when you sub in for Detour Dan. I like Detour Dan, don't get me wrong, but when I hear my man John Roller talking, it's pretty cool. So, John, can you give our golfers that are on the way to their golf courses a little update on the traffic around town?
Yeah, we've got a couple real big closures. The northbound I-17 closed this morning and all weekend from the 303 up to the 74, the Carefree Highway, northbound. Over in the East Valley, and it caught me this morning, not because I didn't know, because I had a detour. The northbound 101 Price Freeway closed between the 60 and the 202. So I said, hey, I know. I'll go Gilbert Road. I hit every red light. I got Carrie texting me going, hey, did you forget about this one? I'm like, no, man, I'm just trying to get there, you know. So that's a big one. And then the eastbound I-10 ramp, or the eastbound US 60 ramp from the I-10 to Mill Avenue, that is closed as well. So,
and the I-17 is a big deal because last week the southbound lanes were closed and it caused like 8 hours of backup. Yeah. It was the big
people
weekend
were
story.
Cutting through the neighborhoods.
Yeah. Right.
Anthem and, yeah. And they're driving in the front lawns and, you know.
Oh, yeah. It was a mess.
Crazy.
Well, John, you know, you have better insight on this than I do. But, John, so these road closures, is it to resurface? Because, listen, at a very recent point in time in my life, I drove a Jeep, and I still have it. If anybody wants to buy a Jeep, let me know. But it's got the solid front end, right? So it doesn't have the independent front suspension like in modern vehicles. And it seems to me like every street in this town, every freeway is plagued by potholes and all sorts of... Is that why they're closing these roads, to resurface them, or they widen them, or what?
That is one of the reasons. Yeah, they take the time for repavement. And like this weekend, for example, they've got some tunnel work going on as well inside the tunnel. But the I-17 is part of, and it is paving this week, but it's part of the I-17 widening project.
Okay.
Up around Sunset Point, which, when it's done, how many times have we heard that?
Yes.
When it's done, it's going to be real nice. It will be much better. And then you have the Broadway curve.
Right.
Which is a huge...
That's crazy.
Oh, that's... And they're putting up the median cement things.
But they're beginning to finish that one up, thank goodness.
Very dangerous through there, and people just rip through and change lanes. So anyway, we do have one of the nicest freeway systems. I mean, Los Angeles is an absolute nightmare.
Yes.
So we are fortunate in that respect. But, yeah, and the thing about it is, and then I'll get off it, when we're back in the traffic center, ADOT will pick, like, noontime through the week to fix potholes. They call it emergency pothole repair, but they'll do it through the Durango curve, like at 12 noon when these huge trucks are trying to get through the curve to get through the Broadway curve. So it's...
You know, driving in California, the thing I like about driving in California is the trucks are limited to the right lane only.
Yeah, and not here.
And they're not here. They're all over the place. And they throw up rocks and get chips in your windshield, so I try to say not get in behind them. But that's your traffic for you golfers going places. Take note and just remember.
A little extra time.
Can I take us in the direction of the latest upcoming things on the PGA and PIF Tour deal? Unfortunately, there was a pretty good-sized resignation of one Jimmy Dunn this week.
Well,
came out of left field.
That came way out of left field. And so Jimmy Dunn is a mover and shaker. He's a big Wall Street guy, member at Seminole. I think he's member at Augusta National. I'm not sure. But he is a high-powered guy in golf and one of the guys that was really a key part of negotiating the handshake deal of the PIF. So
trying to make the sense of it. How about that?
Right, exactly. But he was the one that kind of endorsed it. Him and a couple other high-power attorneys got in there and said, okay, we're going to do this deal. We don't know what it's going to look like, but this is what we're going to do. This is the direction we're going to go. Well, he resigned this week, which to me was shocking. And the reason for his resignation, he claims, was that his opinion and vote was superfluous. So I don't know if he is in search of more power or what, but it was definitely a setback to this negotiation or framework agreement between the PIF and the PGA Tour.
And let's hear from Rory on just that, Jim.
Honestly, I think it's a huge loss for the PGA Tour. If they're trying to get this deal done with the PIF and trying to unify the game, you know, Jimmy was basically the... the relationship, the sort of conduit between the PGA Tour and PIF. And, you know, it's been really unfortunate that he hasn't been involved for the last few months. And I think part of the reason that everything is stalling at the minute is because of that. So it is. It's really, really disappointing. And, you know, I think the Tour is in a worse place because of it. So,
yeah.
So I think that what you're seeing is players, board members, et cetera, getting frustrated with the process. And Jimmy Dunn's...
And not knowing what the process is.
Right. Yeah. It's such a mystery. And, you know, the thing about it is it's really easy to come out and say, oh, we've got a framework agreement in place. And, folks, as we all know, the devil is in the details. Mm-hmm. And the rule of unintended consequences is going to rear its head in more ways than you can imagine. And you look at what the PGA Tour has done with the signature events, the stipend for players that play in the event. Now every player gets $5,000. The opportunity to take $500,000 up front against your future earnings every year coming out on tour. That's all well and good. However, there is a cash crunch at the PGA Tour. Make no mistake about it.
Well, that's why they made the big deal with the Boston Red Sox guys.
Right. And so what a lot of people don't realize is the PGA Tour is a 501c6 corporation. They're a nonprofit. Now, they pay their commissioner $15 million, so that's, you know, I guess that could be considered profit. I don't know.
Well, but it's compensation alike to a job that somebody else does.
Right. Does. But... So when this additional investment came in from the New England Group, the owner of the Boston Red Sox, $3 billion, an unimaginable amount to the normal person, what it did is it made the PGA Tour create an additional arm. It's going to be called PGA Tour Events or something like that. And it will be a for-profit venture. The PGA Tour, as it currently stands, the PGA Tour itself is a nonprofit, so this will be another entity under that umbrella where the this for-profit arm. So they will make their money by doing events. So I don't know what that means for these local groups that do the events, the Thunderbirds at all.
Well, I think they're all going to be intended to look more like the Phoenix Open. In other words, they'll have concerts attached,
right,
that kind of stuff to get people through the gates more.
But the PGA Tour's event group will be, quote-unquote event group, will be leading that. So it will be a for-profit
right.
business.
But I'm
venture.
Scared with the resignation of Jimmy Dunn that this PIF deal is going to blow up.
Right.
I think it's put it behind at least 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to see the changes in 2025 that we thought we were going to see.
Well, I don't know that that's the case because they're going to have to make changes. You know, they have already made some substantial changes driven by the fact that they had to,
yeah,
not that they wanted to. And as I've said ad nauseum, I like competition because a high tide floats all boats. But I think that how we do this, what we do this, now you're seeing this compensation pool for the players, and it's based on quote-unquote, you know, criteria that is kind of secretive. So Tiger's going to get this one. There's like three or four categories of what you can get. But also don't forget that the PGA Tour profitability and the TPCs and all that sort of stuff goes to fund the player's retirement account. So
that's why the big cash is brought in to kind of help keep that all afloat.
Right. The PGA Tour took out a substantial loan to overcome their cash shortfall at the end of probably the middle of 23. So how this all plays out, I don't know. But when you get defections, for instance, Rory McIlroy resigning from the
yes,
the player advisory board.
No, yes, no.
Yeah. It just continues to throw this whole framework and negotiations into shadows.
Let's hear from Tiger because he sounds like he's as lost as the rest of us.
Yeah.
Hang on. Here we go.
We're working on negotiations with PIF. It's ongoing. It's fluid. It changes in day to day. Has there been progress? Yes. But it's an ongoing negotiation. So a lot of work ahead for all of us with this process. And so
we're making steps, and it may not be giant steps, but we're making steps.
So, Michael, what are the just following on from that? What are the specific things that you would like to see for a deal to go ahead? And are you personally open to a deal with the Saudis?
Well, I'm not going to comment on whether or not our negotiations and in that nature, except that we're making steps.
I think what Tiger said at the end there is BS, because, I mean, Jimmy Dunn has not been involved in negotiations for months, according to Rory.
If Tiger, anybody should just come out and cop to the truth. You know, we talked about these guys going to live saying they wanted to play less. No, it's about the paycheck, it's about the money. Tiger should just say, I don't know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
I don't know.
There's nothing to talk about at this point, I don't think.
Exactly, and that's the thing that's so frustrating. You know, we're all excited about seeing what's going to happen. Well, every time you move one piece of the puzzle, another piece opens up, and well, what about this? What about that? And so there is no clear path forward.
Let's not be foolish. The Saudis have all the money. They can get whatever deal they want to get.
That's exactly right.
And they're waiting for the PGA Tour to kind of fold a little bit, and they're not willing to fold. That's why I think why Jimmy Dunn maybe resigned.
Right. Well, they're not willing to fold, but they're not willing to do anything because they don't know how it's going to affect. And listen, there's no perfect plan.
Exactly.
No great story ever started out. Everything was perfect that day. Right.
Except for the bugger to bugger golf show.
So, you know, you're going to see it's going to be in flux. It's going to be ever changing. And I think these resignations, I don't think Jimmy Dunn's going to be the first guy, or is not going to be the last guy, excuse me. But we'll see what we shall see. But it is PGA Championship week, and we are talking about that. We'll come back with a little scoreboard update. You're listening to the Bunker Bunker Show on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Burns and Gambo, afternoons.
Well, lower-level season tickets at State Farm Stadium are sold out.
Oh, my God.
Right?
I'm excited about it.
See, there you go. I can hear it in your voice, right? Fired up, Burnsy.
I'm excited.
For more information, please visit azcardinals.com/tickets. If you don't, Jonathan Gannon will personally come find you and ask you
Keep buying them up. Keep buying them up. Every time I see somebody out in public, they say, Coach, I got my season tickets. Coach, I got my season tickets. Yeah, it's awesome.
Burns and Gambo, afternoons 2 till 6 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
It's getting warmer every... good morning, Bunker to Bunker listeners.
I don't think your mic on.
Yeah, it was. It's on. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right, so Jim Hill here to talk to you a little bit about Shady Rays. Listen, you need sunglasses, especially in Arizona, 365 days of the year. And Shady Rays is the answer to that need. They've got the Gray Wolf polarized, they've got non-polarized. And, oh, by the way, they are priced really, really well. You get such a bang for your buck. You get great quality, great workmanship. You get a warranty that is unsurpassed in any sunglass. You can wear them on the golf course, you can wear them on the boat, you can wear them just driving around town. Shady Rays has a store in Carroll, and they also have a very robust website, so you can go check it out there. Use the Bunker to Bunker promo code to get 30% off. That's B2B. And go oversee the fine folks at the Kierland shop. They will take care of you. Stephanie, her crew do a great job over there. They know what they're talking about when it comes to sunglasses. They'll fit you up. They'll get the right shape for your face. And they're going to ask you questions. What do you intend to do? So with other sunglass brands, you can get one pair. Shady Rays, you get a couple pairs. And you have multiple sunglasses. Not only will your eyes thank you, your golf game will help you, and your fellow drivers as you go down the road are going to thank you too. So get over to ShadyRays.com, check out the Kierland store, and also don't forget to use that bunker code to get 30% off. You break them, they fix them. You lose them, they replace them. Shady Rays, it's the sunglass of the Bunker to Bunker crew, and it should be your sunglass too.
Ooh, my.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
So you just used bug spray in your home. Now what? Well, between the waiting and waiting for things to dry up and keeping your family away from the mess, it hits you. You could have used Zevo. Unlike other bug sprays that stick around, Zevo goes from kill to clean in seconds. Plus, it's safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo. People friendly. Bug deadly.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3000.
Chairman Robert McGill here with my great friend and Soho, Ron Wolfley, legend and brand ambassador of the Ogden Indian community. You've been our brand ambassador for years. What type of experiences do you look back on that have made you such a great advocate for us?
Well, Chairman, you know I love to give back like you have, and I loved coming and speaking to the kids at Maricopa High. I remember touring your enterprises years ago to engage with your community members, and that always has been a great experience for me personally.
What would you tell all your listeners to do if they were to come out and experience the Ogden Indian community?
Yeah, I'd say just enjoy all the amazing enterprises and understand that your council is making these major decisions, of course, to improve and to add a great experience for them.
That's why we say
we all win with Ogden.
Hi, this is Bill. I'm a real client and a raving fan for Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. After a free consultation, Bill designed my specific program. Workouts last just 30 minutes, 2 to 3 times a week, and they're always intentional, purposeful, and efficient. Perfect for my busy schedule. Best of all, you get results. Next to marrying my wife, this is the best thing I've ever done for myself. For your free consultation and $100 off the first month's program, go to BillRossFitnessSolutions.com. today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate today at carsforkids.org. That's cars with a K. Your car can be picked up as soon as the next day. Receive a tax deduction and vacation voucher.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
David Bowie.
Bowie.
Yeah, you gotta like that. And welcome back to the Bunker Bunker Show. I'm Jim. He's John. There's CQ. And Trev is keeping us in line behind the glass. PGA Championship weekend is upon us. The cut has been announced. It came at 1 under par. A bunch of players, like 75 players made the cut. It's low 70s and ties for the
round
cut.
Round 3's getting underway.
Yep, round 3's getting underway. Your leader, Xander Schauffele, shooting 62-68 for 12 under. Followed closely by one shot at minus 11. Colin Morikawa, 66-65. Sahith Theegala will be also in the last group, teeing off at 140 at minus 10, shooting 65-67. But as we mentioned and have alluded to, the LIV Tour players that were qualified or invited have been representing themselves pretty well. We've got Bryson DeChambeau at minus 9, Dean Burmeister at minus 8, Brooks Koepka at minus 7. So, you know, I think that They're representing themselves very well. You might be asking, where's Rory McIlroy? Shot 66-71, tied for 23 at minus 5. Justin Rose is also minus 5. Will Zalatoris is creeping up the board. Shot 68 yesterday. He's minus 4. Cameron Smith, another LIV player, shot 68-70. So you see a pretty good sprinkling of tour players and LIV tour players.
Rahm missed
on
the cut.
Scoreboard. John Rahm missed the cut. Yeah, I think John Rahm
was my pick last week, so yeah.
Yeah.
So where's the LIV tour playing this week, Jim?
They're not. All their guys are at the PGA Championship.
You want to hear from Bryson DeChambeau?
Yeah, let's hear from Bryson.
Confident LIV tour players?
There's a length, first off, and soft, and I feel like my carry can help me out, and my irons, hitting an 8-iron, 200 yards is very helpful in a lot of scenarios, and being able to gouge out of the rough in certain times when I hit it in there. Like any golf course, you've got it in the fairway, hit on the greens and make putts. If I can putt like I did late last year and hit the ball like I did late last year, I'll have a really good chance at this title.
Yeah, hitting the 8-iron 200 yards is pretty good. Do you think so, pal?
That helps. I'd have to hit it twice or skull it.
Oh, my God.
One of the two. But I think that the story, like it or not, is Scottie Scheffler. Not for just what happened yesterday, but the fact that he's won four of the last five tournaments. He's entered, took a couple weeks off for the birth of his child, excuse me, and now shoots 67-66 and is 9 under par, tied for fourth. You look at this field, guys, and Colin Morikawa and Xander Schauffele have both had a little bit of a fold-up reputation on the weekends.
Well, lately, sure, yeah.
Yeah, last week Xander Schauffele finished 5 shots behind Rory McIlroy. John, in looking at this, who do you like going into the weekend?
Well, just before you came on to start this hour off, I was telling CQ that I have Xander Schauffele in my pool, and I had Colin Morikawa, so I like those guys. Okay? But again, they have had a little bit of a reputation of late of not closing the deal. So I like them. Scottie Scheffler, you can never...
Can't bet against Scottie Scheffler.
And he is so mentally tough. I mean... I remember when I had my first child. I mean, I think I was in a funk for about 5 months. After that, there is no owner's manual.
Right. Yeah, sure.
But he is still mentally tough through yesterday's incident. So you can never count him out. I think it's going to be a great weekend. And we just looked up at the monitor, and the weather is really improving. So. The golf course is going to dry out. It's going to get faster.
Guys, you both said it. Even Xander Schauffele is thinking about Scottie Scheffler. Here we go.
I mean, I think when we're trying to climb this mountain here, let's put Scottie Scheffler at the very tip top of it, and everyone else sort of somewhere down on the hillside, grabbing on for dear life is what it feels like. You just get comfortable in certain times. The more times I have the lead, the more comfortable I'll feel, the better I'll sleep. And I think I'll just get more confidence the more I can do it.
It's kind of like a guy said about Nicklaus. I knew I was worried about him. Yeah. He knew I was worried about him, and he knew I knew
he knew I was worried about him. Earlier, you walk in the range at a major championship. If it's hard that day and the guys are kind of bitching about it, Jack would say, okay, there's another guy I don't need to worry about. There's another guy because I'm not worried about the hard conditions because I like that.
Yeah, I think that it would not surprise me to see your leader at the end of the day be Scottie Scheffler. I'm not going to count out Brooks Koepka. I don't know if he's going to win, even though I took him in my pool. Going back-to-back at a major championship, defending your championship is difficult. But, excuse me, I wouldn't count him out.
We got a minute left. Let's hear from one of the near leaders with our good buddy Colin Morikawa on the course conditions as we head into the weekend.
No, I think with Zoysia fairways and just knowing the conditions out here, I think they're going to be able to cut it at least, and everything's fairly tight out here. So I think with the way the grass is out here, I wasn't expecting it. It's nice if we do, but to be honest, I think through 36, I've had one really, really bad one, and that was yesterday. And maybe I got lucky today, but for the most part, it's not awful.
It's not awful. It's far from awful. I'm picking Scottie Scheffler. I'd love to see Brooks Koepka win, but I'm picking Scottie Scheffler. John, who you like?
I'm staying with Xander. I think he's ready.
John Rahm.
There you go. Well, folks, we want to thank you for joining us and spending part of your Saturday with us. We know you got things to do. Want to throw out a special thank you to Don Ray, Vice President of the PGA of America, for being our on-the-ground reporter. And most of all, like I said, we want to thank you, our listeners, for taking time out of your day, whether you're running to Lowe's or taking your kids to a ball game or going to play golf. We're here every week. We do it live. We are the longest running golf show in the world. Bunker and Bunker, we'll see you next week.
Trev Henry is the greatest dancer.
He is. We see him doing it in there in the booth. He is dancing his tail off. So we'll catch you next week. Be safe. Be smart. And go play some golf.